I love this next story. It's about musicians from Zimbabwe, a country not filled with a lot of hope these days, as you probably know. The economy's in free fall, half the population relies on international food aid, and the president, Robert Mugabe, is threatening to bypass a power-sharing deal with the opposition and retain control. Still, there are some Zimbabweans who retain a sense of hope. Take the band Liana. Its 8 members are all physically disabled. They're currently on tour in the U.S. Reporter Lonnie Shavelson caught up with them in Northern California, and he spoke with Liana's lead singer, Prudence Mabena.
The remarkable thing about Prudence Mabena's voice, other than its vivid resonance, is that you're hearing it at all. Mabena was born so physically disabled that her mother was told to kill her on the spot.
My hands are bent, like they're not straight, and also my legs were also the same, so I had to go for an amputation. And well, apart from that, I'm beautiful. I am. And so they say I've got a cool smile.
Itemba means hope.
I don't really know where my voice comes from. I feel it from my stomach. It comes deep down there, from the stomach up to the heart, and it goes out like that. It's a gift that I was given by God. I guess my voice sounds so good to people. Maybe it's because I also use it wisely.
Like Mabena, Liana's other members are also disabled, and they've all come here from Zimbabwe, one of the most disabled countries in the world. Zimbabwe is notorious for violence, political repression, and the starvation of its people. But the country used to have a different reputation. Soon after its independence in 1980, Zimbabwe became a center for disability rights. Dr. Raymond Lang of London's Cheshire Center for Conflict Recovery has studied disability in Zimbabwe, one of the first countries in Africa to write equality for the disabled into law. But Lang, who himself has cerebral palsy that affects his voice, says the recent political and economic catastrophes there have erased all gains.
If you're living in that kind of environment, it's very, very difficult to advocate for rights. You're really advocating for survival with many people starving.
Liana.
In the Ndebele language, Liana means rain, a gift from God. It's a term for good luck. When Liana's on stage singing, they say they're raining down good luck. After California, the Liana tour heads to the East Coast, and then back to Zimbabwe, where Mabena says hope will again be joined by fear.
Going back to Zimbabwe, oh my God, it's hard to say this. Our country is going down and down. So many people are getting in trouble. Anything can happen.
For the world, I'm Lonnie Shavelson.
If you want to see Liana performing, we've got a great video produced by Lonnie Shavelson. That's at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Thank you for tuning in.
The World's Global Hit podcast is brought to you by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting the health of people and communities through grant-making, employee giving, and volunteerism. The Medtronic Foundation, on the web at medtronic.com.